This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated for December the 12th, 2022. The first patient is David Hoffman. The last name is H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Clinical case of a 70-year-old white male who has stage 3A. A, capital A, A1, kidney disease. The patient has a nephrosclerosis that is associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cardiorenal syndrome. The patient has a severe coronary artery disease and severe hyperuricemia with tophi formation. The patient has remained in stable condition. The serum creatinine has been 1.58 and the estimated GFR 47. The protein creatinine ratio is negligible. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 105 over 65, and the body weight remains in 176 pounds. The patient is euvolemic. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is controlled with a current diabetic regime, diet, very stable. Following number, the patient has a history of gout, and he has multiple tophi in the metacarpal and in the metatarsal areas that are rather apparent. The patient is taking 300 milligrams of allopurinol, and still the uric acid is8.4 milligrams per deciliter, period. It is clear that this patient has an indication for Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. The papers have been signed by the patient. We are going to submit this to the insurance company to see whether or not they are going to cover for this medication. This patient will benefit from this medication. Following number. The patient has a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction that is 20% that he learned how to manage very well. The patient is dependent on a life vest. And the cardiologist is Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. We discuss with Dr. Torres the possibility of treating him with Krystexxa, and he agrees. He thinks that it's going to benefit the patient. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. He has a total cholesterol of 95 with an HDL that is 49 and LDL that is 31. I think that we are going to give him 2 days of holiday for this atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day. Period. In other words, he will have Saturday and Sunday free of atorvastatin. Following number, atrial fibrillation. The patient is anticoagulated with Eliquis. Period. We are going to reevaluate this case in about 6 months with laboratory workup. However, since we are going to see whether or not he qualifies for the administration of Krystexxa, we are going to see him before and complete the blood work, which includes the determination of G6PD. Period. Paragraph. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the conversation face to face and talking about The plan of therapy were 25 minutes and the documentation 8 minutes, period.